Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. Today, we have a special cultural report from a music school called Al-Sheikh, nestled in a small building in the Kerem HaTemanim neighborhood, known in English as the Yemenite Quarter. This music school is top-notch and produces shows you've never seen or heard before. But lucky for you, we have it recorded at the Israel Daily News. Al-Sheikh is an Eastern music school helping preserve and celebrate the musical traditions of the Middle East through top-level education, live performances, and support for emerging artists. We spoke with the school's founder, Shimon Shai, as well as lead teacher and renowned Arabic singer, Ziv Yeheskel, who's known throughout the region. And we also spoke with one of the school's talented young singers and instrumentalists. We also learned how the school is creating opportunities for the next generation while keeping centuries-old musical traditions alive. And trust me that the compositions and the music are not old and boring. They're enchanting. They're excellent. Your soul is just invested and involved, and it takes place on a rooftop. So we had the Tel Aviv summer breeze washing over us while we heard these scenes and these metaphoric scenes, if you will, of the Middle East. The Israel Daily News covered the school's end of year showcase. We happen to know about this school because of our friend, singer Nicole Raviv. She is one of its graduates, so we got introduced to them. And then I'll have you know that one of my interns recommended that we go over to this school and cover their year-end performance. And I said, absolutely, sign me up. Let's take a listen to the concert and then hear from Shimon Shai, Ziv Yeheskel, and one of the students named Michelle.
ولا ما نسالي يلي سالتوني يلي سالتوني
My name is Shimon Shai. I'm here from here, Tel Aviv.
What inspired you to start the school?
Well, actually now it's a little bit more than a school. It's a cultural center in a way. There's the school, we started the whole thing, and then we opened a live music bar, and then also we opened a library, which is has to do with preserving music. So we have different arms of the same cultural center, really. This is our life mission, to bring music to people so they can relax in a way or enjoy, identify, and really have a good time, really. Tonight especially, it's Arabic music right in the center of Tel Aviv, Arabic music. I mean, it says something about who we are and what we do. The Ministry of Culture is inside, the Mifal HaPais is also inside and supporting us in these missions, really. Yes, I believe that if we know our neighbor's culture, we look differently at them, they look differently at us. I mean, we can affect our reality in more than just the political layer, or we actually do something that really, really affects people and bring people together. We had many guests over the years. Now we have a guest from Azerbaijan who came here for a year, a whole year, to teach and to perform. And he came with his wife and his newborn child just to be with us and create with us in Tel Aviv. From Azerbaijan, Azerbaijani music in Tel Aviv. We have many, many opportunities of working together with our neighbors, and so they can be our friends in a way.
We are doing music that created, instead of notes, with waves of energy. So get connected with your energy, with your soul. Listen to music, not by ears, by your soul. Get connected with your roots, your own culture, and keep happy.
I want to say that before I came, that I didn't know this is what I want to do. Of course, you know, they gave me the tools to see that. It's more big than you do music. When you do music, they give me the tools to see me. So this is first of all. I came here to sing. I learned how to play oud, and I'm learning how to put my steps on this world.
Guests were clapping and stopping the students to give them pats on the back as they exited the rooftop. The final singer of the evening really nailed it in Arabic while wearing a Jewish star ring on her hand. So cool. It was enchanting and uplifting, to say the least. And I hope that you found this interesting as well. We invite you to become a monthly supporter of the Israel Daily News. Our platform discontinued its feature for taking contributions. So if you used to contribute, please do that again. We opened up our own platform. The Israel Daily News now has its own direct donation platform. Listeners can contribute monthly or make a one-time donation directly through the website. Your support helps keep our independent journalism alive and growing. You can also follow Israel Daily News across our social media platforms on Instagram, TikTok, X, and LinkedIn at israeldaily.news or Israel Podcast on X. And now for a Torah thought by Rabbi Yossi Madvig of Oswego, New York.
This week we begin a new book of the Torah, the book of Devarim, Deuteronomy. It's the fifth book of the Torah, where it's a speech where Moses is giving over everything that's happened in the past, and there's a few new things in there as well. Famously, the Shema prayer is located in the book of Deuteronomy. And in the Haftorah, there is a vision of Isaiah. This Shabbat is actually called Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbat of vision, as the Haftorah starts with the vision of Isaiah. And not only does he discuss the terrible things that have happened to the Jewish people, because this is still within the 3 weeks. In fact, not only in the 3 weeks, it's found in the 9 days just before Tisha B'Av, where we commemorate the destruction of the temple. So it's meant to arouse feelings of remorse, feelings of repentance. But he also is talking about how to fix it. And how do you fix the destruction of the temple? The Talmud says that the temple was destroyed because of baseless hatred of one Jew to another. And so the way to fix it is to have love from one Jew to another. And the Hasidic masters ask the question, why is it called Shabbat Chazon, a Shabbat of vision? And the answer is because on this Shabbat, the soul is shown a vision of the third temple in heaven. And in a very famous analogy, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev gives an analogy where you have a father who buys his son a brand new suit for his birthday. And of course, the son goes and plays around and rips it up, gets it filthy, and it's ruined. So the next year he buys him another brand new suit for his birthday. And of course, over the course of the year, same thing happens, gets destroyed, gets ruined, ripped, whatever. But this time the father wises up. He says, okay, I buys the suit. But then every single year, he shows him the suit. He gives him a vision of the suit. He shows him the suit and says, you want this suit? You have to behave better. You can't be just traipsing around and ruining everything. And this is the analogy of the third temple. We got a first temple, we destroyed it. A second temple, it got destroyed. And now God gives us a vision every year of the third temple. The question is asked, why does this analogy make the temple into a suit? Wouldn't a house be a much more fitting analogy for what we're talking about? And the truth is, while a house and a suit, a garment, both cover a person, right? They're both this sort of outward trapping. It's not something that's internal. A house is much less personal, right? You can fit a whole bunch of people in a house. Only one person can wear the suit, at least at any given time. And even if you give the suit to the other person, it's probably not going to fit as well because it's tailored for you. And so too, the Holy Temple, while it is a house and it is a big structure and it can house all the people, it is specifically tailored and fit for the spiritual needs of the people in a very personal and direct way. So each year, the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av, we're shown a vision of this divine home, a place where all of God's creatures will experience his presence, but it's also a vision of a godly garment, a very personal relationship with God, particularly suited for our individual characters and our goals and aspirations, and that we will each enjoy when that third divine temple descends to the earth. Shabbat Shalom.
All right. Well, that is it for today's show. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. The Israel Weekly News Wrap is a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. And of course, with a personal note from me at the top. You can sign up for that at israeldailynews.org. Scroll down to the bottom, drop your email address in. Shout out to our summer interns, Alex, Leah, and Hannah, who worked with me to cover this event. It was a good one to be present at. Have a great and productive day.